Well, in a moment I'm going to leap from history to the present day and tell a tale of woe about modern travel. Next week's programme will be the last in the current series. We're taking a break over the summer, and I'm afraid we're already full of letters and requests for that show. Thanks a million, mind you, for all your contributions, whether they were one-offs or whether you're a regular. Now, over the past couple of weeks, I've been reading contributions from our man in Alabama, Nye Hamer, who this week tells a long yarn via email about his tussles with bureaucracy on an early trip to America. He writes, "I haven't told you about the nightmare I had at Gatwick Airport in early April 2000, just a couple of weeks after our wedding. I'd come to Alabama in early December 1999, and as you know, Susan and I were married the following February. As my flight ticket was only valid for 3 months, I had to return to Wales in early March. Not knowing about the laws about immigrants, I booked a one-way ticket to return to Alabama on April the 3rd. What a mistake that was. I handed over my ticket and passport at the airport and was asked for my visa. I didn't have one, so I wasn't allowed to board the plane. I asked how I could get one and was told the American Embassy in London could supply one and I'd be able to fly the next day. Well, that didn't sound too bad, so I phoned Susan, telling her I'd be a day late. From London Gatwick, it was an hour's train ride into London. I booked in at a hotel, then went straight to the embassy by taxi early next morning, as I didn't want to miss the flight. Once again, I handed over my passport, photo, and the forms. A gentleman took them away. He returned and said I'd filled in the wrong forms, and then Nye has a long description of the bureaucratic nightmare which ensued, only to be resolved after an interview with immigration in Atlanta. He was finally designated a resident alien. That's nice, isn't it? And now lives in Birmingham, Alabama with his new wife. And hopefully they won't encounter any such problems when they return to Wales for a holiday this spring. We let anyone in, do we? Hey, Nye, why don't you come over by balloon? You can land wherever you like. See you all next week. Bye.
Search the clouds for a star to guide.